The Attorney General of New York filed a lawsuit today to disband the NRA, the country's largest gun rights group. New York AG Letitia James says an 18-month investigation found the National Rifle Association fraught with fraud and abuse and said it should be dissolved. Tim Mack, NPR's Washington investigative correspondent, is here. And Tim, the AG says the NRA, a nonprofit, diverted millions of dollars away from its charitable mission and instead spent it on private jets and trips to the Bahamas, as well as no-show contracts to former employees in order to buy their silence and continued loyalty. Boy, what else is in the lawsuit?
Right. Well, this is a lawsuit that talks about how top NRA execs used charitable funds for personal gain. And as you mentioned, awarded contracts to friends and family members, provided contracts to former employees to ensure loyalty. There are dozens and dozens of examples of self-dealing in this lawsuit, including against CEO Wayne LaPierre. The allegations include that he gave himself a post-employment contract, an employment for when he would later leave the NRA, and that that contract was valued at more than $17 million, and that this contract was not approved by the NRA's board of directors. It also says that LaPierre received more than $1.2 million in expense reimbursements over 4 years for things like gifts for friends, travel expenses, membership at golf clubs and hotels. It goes on and on. There are dozens of examples.
Well, can Attorney General James actually disband the NRA?
Well, you see, the NRA is chartered and registered in the state of New York. And as the New York AG, part of her responsibility is to oversee charitable activities in that state under the Charities Bureau. So one of the authorities that the New York AG has in cases of extreme misconduct is to dissolve a charitable organization. One of the precedents they used today during the press conference is the dissolution of the Trump Foundation, the Trump charity. So they've done it before, and they do have that ability to do that, although I'd add that it's almost certain that the NRA will be fighting back in the legal arena, trying to press back against some of these allegations.
Well, you mentioned President Trump. Let's listen. He was asked today about the lawsuit. He called it a very terrible thing. Let's hear a little.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life.
Can they do that? Just move?
No, the NRA cannot just move to another state to avoid this legal action, right? The New York AG has jurisdiction over organizations doing business in her state. That's charitable organizations doing business in her state. So unless the NRA decided to do no activity whatsoever in New York, they can't do that. And also, in order to dissolve and move to a different state, you would need the approval of the Attorney General. And of course, given that the Attorney General is the one taking the legal action against them today, that's unlikely to occur.
The NRA has been hugely influential for decades. There are lawmakers who wouldn't dare incur its wrath, the wrath of its membership, with any kind of gun legislation. But has it seen its role in politics diminish in recent years? Because we've heard reporting about what are now these accusations from the AG.
Right. The people who gave the NRA its power, the millions of members that they have that support the NRA's agenda, those people still exist. But what really has hurt them is their financial troubles. They've lost, as we reported earlier this year, $100 million over the last 2 years in legal fees and lost revenue due to all these scandals that they've been going through. They were a major contributor to the Trump campaign's efforts in 2016, tens of millions of dollars. And the big question is, with all these legal troubles, with all these financial concerns, could they play that kind of role in 2020? And it's looking more and more doubtful because of some of these legal developments.
Yeah, we should say the NRA responded to the AG's claims with a statement on Twitter calling the lawsuit a baseless, premeditated attack on our organization and the Second Amendment freedoms it fights to defend. They say it's just political. As you said, Tim Mack, there's probably going to be more chess moves here. We'll follow them with you. NPR's Washington investigative correspondent Tim Mack, thank you.